Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology, quarantine time. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and because it is quarantine and no one is out to dinner, often doing a lecture or anything else, all of us are here all this month. This is Heather, and I'm joined by Anne.
Anne, here at the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Anne Ortley.
Anne. Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yeah, and Mark Wolks, also in Manhattan, over on the west side by the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. And you normally teach yoga every morning. Are you not teaching during this time? Are you teaching online classes?
Online. Mm-hmm. Zoom.
Amazing. Zoom. You're yeah. Zooming. You're. That's lovely. You might.
Yeah, but it's I'm only doing one, and it doesn't start until 7. So I get to sleep
in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
So this is nice. You're gonna like that. It doesn't start till 7. Everybody sleeps in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Heather, did you see the picture of Mark? He's grown a beard too.
I know, it's lovely.
It's
looks
very
great,
lovely. He's very handsome with a beard. I was like, wow, if you were fat, you could be Santa Claus. But you're not fat, so you just look handsome with your beard. Yeah. How does Eileen like it? Does she like the beard?
She doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it. Yeah, she's used to a clean-shaven man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
For the duration.
Yeah.
No razors in the house, huh? Is that the plan?
Yeah. When I start leaving the house again, I'll have to evaluate.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to see it in person at least once before you shave it off.
It's interesting. Saturn went retrograde yesterday, and everybody is talking about their work. What are we doing for work? What's going on with the work? What's happening with it? Other Saturn issues, whether or not they are working. There was another expose today about how about a third of the COVID deaths were healthcare workers in and around nursing homes or in a nursing home to begin with. And that this has really, this disease started out as Saturn conjunct Pluto and really has taken a huge toll on both our work and our elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And here, up in, I'm at the edge of a reservation, they are really strict about the quarantine for people coming in from the outside because they value their elders so greatly. And they've also seen what's happened in the Navajo Reservation when it really went out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's interesting when we think about how, it's not just death of work, it's revolution of work. There's so much transformation in how people are going to go about the work from here on out. I know there was an Israeli think tank that came out with a really interesting solution of having, they said for 3 days you are not exposed, you don't show signs. So if you test clear, then you've got 3 days to work before you have to quarantine again. And they want to put on shifts of people that have, 14 days, 2 weeks between times, with shifts of 3 days, and put people back to work at least that much, which was an interesting idea.
What are they doing?
The formula is 4 days on and 10 days off.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
There are different variations on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You alternate crews.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And that's a shift in space and time that fits with the Saturn issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Saturn rules time.
Right.
And we're now looking at time in a different way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
In a way we never have. And I hear New York has done an amazing job. They've lowered their death rate tremendously in the last 2 days, last couple of days, whereas the rest of the country is getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people have
been really proud of New York. Mm-hmm.
And wearing masks when they're out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, mm-hmm. we've been very well for New Yorkers. We've been very well behaved.
Yeah.
You know, and Governor Cuomo keeps saying, you know, one of the things, you know, like he knew, like, to get us to comply, you know, you can't tell us to do it because we're going to do what we want. But if they, mm-hmm. you give us a good logic, we'll listen, you know. And so that's kind of mm-hmm. really what's happened. But, yeah, it was down to 59 deaths in New York City today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the rest of the state has them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're dropping, which is good. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, that is pretty astounding. Everybody else is rising, but
mm-hmm.
New York is going down. And that's just, you know, a powerful example to everybody else.
Well,
so.
we have a Sun Saturn governor
mm-hmm.
with a
yes,
Mars in Scorpio. He's a Sun Saturn in Sag with a Mars in Scorpio. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's, you know, and he's very literal. He's got an interesting Mercury configuration
mm-hmm.
in his chart. So he's very like, just, you know, he quotes Joe Friday all the time. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. And whenever he makes a personal opinion, he goes, "Now this is my opinion." So, yeah.
That's really, you know, how refreshing is that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that is something America can get back to, you know, something we used to really value is neutrality in our news. And
mm-hmm.
it's right now, these days, when people listen to polarized news, it's hard for them to believe they're in the same country.
Well, it's like, what, you know, what news do you believe? You know, so I know
right.
I go out and I do all these different news as I do. I do the Fox because I need to tell you what they're saying. I go to CNBC, I go to
mm-hmm.
CNN, I go to BBC because you get the world news
mm-hmm.
there. You know what's going on in the world, and where they're, you know, Austria's opening up. You know, so
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
it's,
of those.
It's, it's helpful to get out of our little world. Yeah, and I do
it
think
is.
With these this week, you know, we have a lot of stations. We have.
Yeah.
We had Pluto station, we had Saturn station. This week we have Jupiter and Athena and Venus solstation. They're all going back to early February, right? So
mm-hmm.
they're going to go all the way back to early February's date through the beginning of September when they all station and then go direct. So this is a really
Venus,
it's a big time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Mars goes.
Remember,
okay.
remember the roundhouse when we had
mm-hmm.
Trains and they
yep.
They would turn the engine around by driving it into a stretch of track, and then it would, like a lazy Susan, it would turn, and it would end up facing another direction or maybe on another track, and it was called a roundhouse.
I remember that.
That's what this week feels like, with all
mm-hmm.
these planets changing.
We're changing the engine.
From forward to
and
backward.
We're getting a chance to, you know, to do a do-over of the last three disastrous months.
Right.
And that
right.
could mean more disaster, or it could be a chance to do it in a different way. You know, it's going to go back over it, then back through it again, and it won't be until the fall that we move past this point. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we pull this off.
Yeah.
Now, Anne, you really have done some interesting work around Venus retrograde. How do you feel about, you know, Venus is about to retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to us about that.
Well, I like Venus, you know, there's two kinds of Venus conjunctions to the sun. She can either be a morning star or an evening star.
Mm-hmm.
So she is shifting now to become a morning star, which she's going to be until the next conjunction, which is in 9.5 months. So she hasn't shifted yet. She's shifting when she gets to the conjunction with the sun, which is June 1st and 2nd. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
every 9.5 months, Venus forms a conjunction with the sun, either direct or retrograde. So this is going to be a retrograde conjunction, so it's an internal one. And everybody should
mm-hmm.
think back to June in four-year increments. You know, June of 16, June of 12, June of 8, June of 4, June of 2000. And what came into your life then? This conjunction is taking place at 13 Gemini. Now, it follows the conjunction that we had in August 14th last year at 22 Leo when the Venus would join there. And what she does over the course of 8 years is she paints a star literally in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a five-pointed star. And that is what our Venus, you know, she has this mandala that she forms. It actually looks like a heart, when you look at, if you have an ephemeris, if you're a listener that has an ephemeris, the picture on the top of your ephemeris is the Venus Sun mandala, you know, how they dance together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an interesting one because she's in Gemini. She's out of bounds. She's ruling the Taurus planets, which, of course, are the Sun and Mercury right now, as well as her own stuff. And she's making everything in Libra and in Taurus a little more excited for all of us because she's out of bounds. Now, when she's out of bounds, we see Venus things do a little bit more wild, and we go, wow. So, but when she meets up and she says, okay, now I'm shifting to be a morning star. Now, we know when Venus is a morning star, she's a little fiercer. The Aztecs used to watch her and be like, oh, wow, Venus is a morning star. Yeah. She's warrior energy. And they would prepare for war when she was doing that, as opposed to going, oh, wow, you know, what happens next? And if we go back, so we look at her timing and where she dances to next, because she has this kind of eternal mandala as she moves and forms this conjunction. So we're all going to start a new Venus cycle. The Aztecs would say, hey, Venus is in a really, she's in a really intense mode right now. And if we look at her, we look at her when she's in, you know, she's shifting now from the evening star Venus into a morning star. So we compare the two Venuses, and the morning star Venus is Venus Phosphorus Lucifer, and it's Venus Hesperus for the evening one. Her name is Aphrodite Pandemonia. Okay, that gives you a little idea of what we're going to have, as opposed to Aphrodite Uranus. She's a warrior goddess instead of a love goddess. She's yang energy instead of yin. I'm reading this from my Venus notes. She's closer to the earth, so she's currently between the earth and the sun. So she's very bright out there if you go watch for her.
Yes, she
is. You got to get up to see her. She's very close to the earth. It's after the retrograde cycle, which we're about to have now. She's in the underworld as opposed to the upper world. She's going to rule the daytime. So, you know, we have all this focus about getting the money moving and everything. She moves a little slower. She follows the inferior conjunction with the sun. Doesn't mean it's less than. It means it's between Earth and the sun as opposed to Venus when she's on the far side of the sun. Because, you know, with Earth, you know, she goes around the sun a little faster than we do. It is the ruler of Taurus. In the evening, Venus is the ruler of Libra, the goddess of love and relations. Taurus is a little more earthy, a little more sensual. She's the daughter of Zeus and Dione, and as opposed to the evening star, the daughter of Gaia and Uranus. Primal raw sensuality. Okay, so we're having that little spring fling, right, as opposed to being refined and socially acceptable like the evening star. She's an earth goddess instead of a sky goddess. She ascends rapidly and descends slowly. Think of the penis, as opposed to the evening star, which ascends slowly and descends rapidly. So, and she will be visible 6 to 8 days after the conjunction on June 2nd and 3rd. You have to get up in the morning to see her, but if you're a morning person.
She's still going
to
be an evening star until then, and then after June 2nd and 3rd, she'll be
below the horizon.
In the morning. Right.
But as she goes retrograde now, she's going to, we're going to feel her this next couple days. She really slows down. And she, you know, because usually like the 3 days before her, we have these kind of revelations about what she wants us to pay attention to around our relationships. And I know in my case, I had a little relationship eruption with somebody earlier today. And I was like, wow. And they happened to be a Taurus. So I was kind of like, all right, I guess I'm supposed to erupt a little here, and I'm not going to take it personally. I'm just going to know that the Venus is a little bit out of bounds right now. People are a little reactive.
And that's what I've seen is that people are bringing up old emotional patterns.
It's just
beginning, and that's standard. When you see some emotional ghost or some emotional gestalt that you thought you'd gotten through, don't get discouraged. Just take that as a deep breath and see how you can then, how do you want to do it this time?
Right.
When it comes up, don't go back to like, oh, my God, here we are, stuck again. I'm in my old wound. It's like, that's what happened last time. How can I do this differently? How can I do this in a way that will work?
Right. What's my better?
She stays in Gemini the whole time.
Yeah.
So she's talking the whole time.
Say again, Mark.
It's good you get these signals. It's like traffic signal for going forward, going backward. And we know when Venus goes backward, we do get to redo some stuff.
Yeah, and also old bows come back. I always find Mercury retrograde brings back ghosts of all sorts, but when Venus goes retrograde, we get money back. We get people come back and go, you know, I made a mistake about you. We should get back together again. And then you go, yeah, I remember that mistake you made about me. I don't think so. But it is a time for us to really pay attention to our love, our money matters, our money issues, you know, how they're showing up for us and what we're about, you know. So.
Yeah, I have two clients that just booked appointments saying, should I get back together with that person that was torturing me a decade ago?
Yeah. All right.
So I'm like, the answer to that is easy.
They're knocking on your door, and you're kind of like, I've been quarantined for a long time now. I'm thinking it might be fun. There were some good parts of that relationship too, Heather.
Yeah, that's the problem. Was the good part worth the torture? Yeah, it's up to you, and only each person has to make that decision. Balance that out for themselves. Mm-hmm. Let's take a few phone calls. We've got a couple of people on the line here. If you raise your hand by hitting, was it star one?
Then
we'll know to pick you up. Okay. Hello, area code 530. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my birthday is June 26, 1959. I was born in Los Angeles, California at 8:18 p.m.
Okay.
And
in Los Angeles. What's up?
In Los Angeles. So I need to buy a computer, and I was wondering if this was a good time. I've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and it's starting to fail. I've had it for 8 years now, and I really need to buy a new one, but I want to be careful with all this retrograde stuff going on and see when is the best time to get that.
Well, neither Mercury nor Uranus nor Mars are retrograde. So it looks pretty good for me. How about you, Anne?
Yeah, well, you've got Venus stationing right on your midheaven, so you're definitely you're definitely in the mood to spend a little Venus on stuff. So trine to your midheaven. Yeah, I think it looks fine. Your son, you know, you're kind of feeling like I'm ready to make the investment. You're going to have you've got the moon in your first quadrant the next couple days. Tomorrow I wouldn't do it, but on the Aquarius moon it has nice aspects, which is in 2 days, I think, right? And it's in your first and second, if you're still in L.A., living in L.A., it's in your, as of...
I'm not.
Where are you living?
Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Yeah, East Coast, that counts. Yeah, so I would do it anytime after 12:47 p.m. May 12th.
So you're progressed. Mercury is coming up in the next few days to conjunct your progressed moon in Gemini, and that, you know, speaks to me like, yes, now is the time to do this. I can see that some of the aspects to your natal chart. Saturn has already opposed your Mercury. Jupiter is directly opposed your Mercury. So really, I would say get a good one now before it crashes, because it looks like there will be work delays if you don't deal with it in a timely manner. That means, you know, in a way that's healthy for you. Don't go into the fall without it.
No, I need to get it now. My computer keeps turning
get it
off.
Now. You may have to make an appointment before you go into the computer place, because I just looked at that same thing myself. And that last weekend, Mercury Pluto trine brought up a lot of conspiracy theories in people, but it also made a lot of pieces of communication equipment get a little wobbly.
Yeah.
So I can deal with it now.
I'm going to getting it online because I kind of know what I want, so I don't have to really go into the store.
Oh, good. Okay.
Does
that look good?
As long as
you get
absolutely.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Mark, what do you think?
And good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. You take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And we've got lots of other people on the air who want to connect with us. So, hello, area code 813. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi there. Oh, so glad to be on again. My birth date is December 17th, 1989. And the time is 3:39 a.m.
And
where?
Oh, sorry. Brandon, Florida.
Brandon?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Brandon,
okay.
Florida. Yeah. So in a similar topic of the whole night, you know, the retrograde's coming. So I called about, you know, I was starting my new business for event planning and interior design. You know, faced some, you know, delays, some roadblocks, some pausing, you know, when coronavirus hit full force. But things are unpausing, and I'm very grateful to have some clients now. I have a lot. I did a lot of things kind of on the back end structurally to build the business when the downtime happened. And I created a business plan for myself, you know, to kind of keep things moving along and move towards progress. And I was looking at it today, and there's just so much new things, like launching this, doing that, that I was planning on doing in the next few weeks. And now I'm nervous with the timing with the retrograde. I mean, and if you tell me, you know, if I can hold off on anything new, I can work it around. But I just wanted to check in with you guys before I change up the plan. Or if I should just keep with the plan since they were already made and just execute.
I see that your progressed moon is trining your natal Venus in the third house. So this really has been cooking for a while. But, Mark, what do you think of moving forward with Venus retrograding now? It'll be retrograding in her eighth house.
Yeah, I think it's going to work because everybody is retrograding. So you, in some ways, you've been able to reflect on what you needed, and you've had a little more time during this down period to revision, and that's going to work for you. And what you want to do is make sure that you align yourself with people who've been doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, work with people who took the time to look at things in a new way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by progression, your Venus is retrograde, right? So she's in your eighth house of money, about to turn retrograde, and she rules your relationships to other people. And Uranus is about to go, you know, with your birth time, he's about to go into your seventh house. So it's really he's trining your Uranus and your Neptune. So it really is a good time to launch. And, you know, you natally have Jupiter retrograde in your chart, but you do have Venus retrograde by progression. So I think this is a good time to kind of, you know, not necessarily spend a lot of money, but it's like you've gotten a lot of infrastructure stuff up and say, okay, let's move forward with it. So I think it looks, I would vote yes. You know, go ahead, don't be afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe just avoid, like, don't launch a campaign or a new, like, or I mean, I've been working on my website for some time, but and it's not going to be like 1,000 people look at it the first day it launches. But I know that you guys talk about when to launch things a lot. So maybe just not doing it on a void moon or anything.
Well, you know, you've got a nice Taurus moon coming. I've got a couple people hiring people. So next week there's a nice Taurus moon with good closing aspects. I think it's like, you know, when is it, the 20th, I think. I've got a couple people starting employees that day. And Taurus moon, one of my clients is used to be an executive at a well-known restaurant. And so that's May 20th and 21st. The moon's in the 7th in Taurus, and then it goes into your 8th house. So that might be a good week, you know, to push it out there and say, hey, you know, I'm up and running, you know, come find me. Because moon in Taurus makes money through food and beauty and things, people having a lovely time. Right, and Taurus
moon. It'll form a lovely trine to your stellium in Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I absolutely think to get started, but let yourself I would say ease into it. Don't have enormous expectations because everybody is just kind of getting back on track and trying to figure out where they're going. But definitely launch, begin, continue, and then keep on growing it in the months ahead. You know, Saturn's retrograding now, but it's going to conjunct your Venus in the next winter and spring, and that feels like when you're really cranking and putting all your systems into place and manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll be working hard. Okay.
And then if I need to hire a CPA and potentially also a bookkeeper in the next few months, should I wait till the retrogrades are done to do that, or would it be better for
me? Mercury is moving very fast at the moment, so I think that might be not a bad time to be finding a good person. How do you feel about hiring a bookkeeper with Saturn retrograde, Anne?
Well, she has Saturn in her third house joined to her Mercury, so Mercury rules her eighth, so that would make her feel comfortable, you know, to find somebody
right.
who knows, who can really help you with it. So I would say
right.
do the research and see. I mean, the nice part about astrology, it doesn't say don't do it, but it says do the research, figure out what you want to, what you're looking for. And then, you know, you got to find somebody that you're compatible with. And, in fact, the woman who I was mentioning hiring somebody is hiring a CPA, or not a CPA, controller. So this is going to sound bad, you know, astrologers probably shouldn't say things like this, but, you know, back when I was first learning astrology, one of the things I did was I went back and looked at all the big events in my life, and they all were in the charts were
good
all banned, the big events, right? They described the event. So we live our astrology. So one of the things you have is a really good sense of timing with your chart, right? So I would trust your timing, and I would trust when you feel, and then obviously if it's a void moon, don't do it. But if the moon's in a nice place in the first quadrant, houses 1, 2, 3, Scorpio, Sag, Cap, those are all really good times when the moon goes your way. When you want it to go the client's way, do it when it's Taurus or Gemini. You know, when they offer them stuff, then they'll feel really happy. You know, so now launching your website, we're picking a Taurus moon because it's going out to the public. But for you to pick and make choices. But you'll find that you have a natural instinct to do what you're supposed to do. And as long as the closing aspect for the moon is good, I'd say full steam ahead. You're a Scorpio rising. You have good gut.
And you can take advantage of the retrograde Saturn because it's retrograde for everybody. And I think one of the things that's showing up with that is that people are looking to make changes in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a lot of talent available that wasn't available a year ago.
Well, this has really been...
And you have a strong Saturn natally anyway. So it's in its own sign. It's got Mercury, contained by Mercury, Neptune, and Uranus. So I think you've got a good natural business sense. I would just say pace yourself and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. I mean,
you
have no idea how grateful I am to have this kind of guidance at this point in my career. I could not thank you enough.
You're welcome. Well, have fun.
Okay.
It looks like you're going
to
have
that.
A great time. So I would say go and have a good time. And we love Brandon.
Oh.
Hillsborough County. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh. So we have 1 minute left, according to the nice lady, to talk about. There's a phone call that everybody else can't hear, but we get a notice when it's a minute left or 90 seconds left from a woman with a British voice, and that's why we often say the British lady is telling us to sign off. And so take care of yourself in this COVID time. Remember that we're going back. Some people are going back to work. But I want everybody to pay attention to what their instinct and intuition tells them will help keep them happy. This is Heather signing off from Montana. And Mark,
any
last
New York
comments?
City. Stay at home in New York City.
Yes.
With a beard.
Yeah.
All right.
Growing a beard.
And Anne.
Anne from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side. Have fun, guys. It's a lot of whirling energy this week because all these planets are going retrograde. Venus, Jupiter, Athena, and Mars is going into a new sign, and Mercury is going into a new sign. Turbulence, 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 but kind of fun if you know it's coming. So take care and have a great time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye.